It really could be a spectrum of different organizations and local agencies, including tribal governments and organizations that support tribal members. And those sorts of organizations and agencies have always been eligible to get JAG funds, but the problem was the bulk of the funding, up to about 80% of the funding that we receive year after year, has been going to the task forces. So there just hasn't been opportunity to use the funding in other ways. And so what we're trying to do is ease away from that.